farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Several farming communities set to benefit from intervention strategies being implemented by the National Irrigation Commission to mitigate the effects of the dry season. Stay with us to find out more on today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us. More than 400 Jamaicans in the diaspora, including 100 investors, will converge on the Montego Bay Convention Center from June 13 to 18 for the 6th Biennial Diaspora Conference. Jamaica and the Diaspora, linking for growth and prosperity. The National Irrigation Commission, NIC, an agency of the Ministry of Agriculture, is implementing intervention strategies for drought-affected farming communities to lessen the effects of the dry season. This is part of a wider drought management plan for the agency.
We are looking at developing more mitigation strategies and response. We are looking at an implementation and monitoring plan, and we are actively looking at the PR department to play a greater role in educating and training our farmers in the use of water use efficiency, and also to teach them that the more efficient systems that they use will result in more production and productivity given the lessening of the resource at a given time.
Manager Commercial Department, National Irrigation Commission, Lorraine Geddes MacDonald. These strategies include rehabilitating storage tanks and wells to improve access of farmers to irrigation water and encouraging best practices in land and water management. For livestock farmers, the NIC recommends that you have at least 3 days storage during the agency's schedules for water distribution in no irrigated areas.
You have to have some amount of storage in times of when we're impacted. So we ask that you have at least 3 days storage facility when we have to schedule in areas where you are not being served. You will have adequate amount of water for 3 days to water your livestock.
Mrs. Geddes MacDonald says in Clarendon, pumps and wells which were out of service are being rehabilitated to supplement the surface water sources, while pumping hours will be extended in the parishes of St. Catherine and St. Elizabeth. Farmers are also being encouraged to engage in best practices to minimize the effects of the dry season. These include mulching to conserve moisture in the soil, using grass or plastic, hand watering, using water cans, adding organic matter to soil to increase water retention capacity, controlling weeds as they compete for water, and irrigating early in the day to reduce evaporation. Other measures include planting seeds in trays instead of direct seeding, installing temporary guttering to capture water from sporadic rainfall, and improving your crop portfolio mix by planting drought-tolerant crops such as cassava, pineapple, sweet potato, gungo peas, and ginger. For the medium to long term, farmers are being encouraged to integrate rainwater harvesting facilities such as concrete tanks, earthen reservoirs, and microdams, practice proper watershed management, and establish windbreaks around the fields.
We are mindful also of the need for growth in areas that we do not serve, and so we have a unit, an on-farm water management unit, that travels around the island supporting rainwater harvesting, training, and assisting in designing and effecting those systems. In some of our areas, we have trucked water services, the continuation of the rapid response unit. And so NIC has a number of trucks, and we supply water via the trucks. The persons come in and pay for the water, and we supply water via the trucks to different communities where we have that kind of service. And that operation is also in some ways subsidized.
Manager Commercial Department, National Irrigation Commission, Lorraine Geddes MacDonald. And now for our proverb of the day.
Take bad things, make laugh.
And this means smile or laugh to cover up disappointment or ease a heartrending situation. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Andrew with James Sawyers with studio engineer Vaughn Davis, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers. Do have a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.